Why would somebody as sedentary as me be interested in spending his morning watching videos of people preparing for the Barclay Marathons? This almost unimaginably difficult operation, run, I would hardly call it a run, a race. It seems to me to be an obstacle course of immense, unimaginably immense proportions from the point of view of somebody walking round his kitchen in Ireland. Why would I spend the morning watching videos? I think it must be something as if at last I found an opportunity to see people preparing to do something. I mean, it's one thing to see them succeeding by doing the running, but it's the preparation for it, the expression of difficulties and the mental, well, the attitude that the contestants, dare I say it, bring to the event. I would also be interested in, you know, triathletes and ultra runners and people practicing for the international speech contest in Toastmasters International. I would be interested in the story of this, the build-up, the apprehension, the way of coping with failures or lack of success in previous years, although it does seem churlish to talk about anybody's lack of success. Just to get to the starting line seems to me to be an enormous achievement. An enormous achievement. How much of your life must you have invested in this activity? I mean, it's almost like as if it is an exercise in discovering the meaning of your life. I've just stopped listening or watching the video, well, it's really a commentary, of a guy who's on one of the loops. I think it might be the second loop, the second marathon. And he fell off a log into freezing cold water, which is, well below freezing point. I don't know how these guys do it, and it doesn't inspire me to do it. Although I have to say, I've just come out of a cold shower. Yes, I've got myself into the habit of all of my showers are cold. And I learned how to prepare myself for this, thanks to the advice of Dave Gregg in Aberdeen, who was passing on advice from Wim Hof, that you should take deep breaths before you get into the cold water and forget about this idea of getting into a warm shower and then turning the water cold. No. And I suppose that means don't heat up your body before you shock it with coldness. But what about these people sleeping during the night while on this activity? I'm fascinated. I do have one good friend who does run very long races, but I've never asked him if he knows anything about the Barclay Marathons in Tennessee. Yes, what is it? Nashville's in Tennessee. I mean, it'd be a bit of a joke to discover that Elvis Presley went out on the trail. But there's some sort of a prison up there in the forest, and somebody managed to get 8 miles away from the prison after they escaped before they were recaptured. And these guys are running 26 miles. Five times. Is that right? Five marathons? Yeah, five loops. Yeah. There we are. And that's been what I've been doing this morning. Now, I'm going back to trying to learn my speech, which is called Cracking Ice, which seems to fit terribly well with the Barclay Marathons. There we are. My iPhone may be too close. Oh, there we are. Ireland are playing against Italy today in rugby. And that's exciting enough.